Thank you, Lord. Thank you guys for coming, and I just appreciate the word of the Lord. You know, God wants to help us. He wants to help us in every way. And not only does He want to, but I'm so thankful that we serve a God that can. He can help us. He has the ability to make things happen. He has the ability to make things happen supernaturally, in our material realm, in every realm of our lives. He has the ability to make things happen. We're going to talk about being stronger than your work. Being stronger than your work. Some years ago, I fell off a house. I was eyeing shingles, and I walked off backwards off a house, off the roof. And after 10 years, my hip was bothering me, and I went to see a chiropractor, and they gave me a girdle to wear to help my hips be aligned. But they told me that, you know, I was in working construction, and they said that you need to be stronger than your work. And that's always, that thought has always stayed with me. So let's look at the principle of athletic training. Okay, and specifically running a 5K race. Now, you know, there isn't a day that we'll go by driving and you'll see somebody running. People are running while they're training. And I was in track, and I knew about training and conditioning. And so if you're going to run a 5K race, proper training is to run further than 5K. You run farther than what the goal is. So, and you train that way, you train that way, and you train that way, so that when it comes time for the actual performance and you're giving it all you have, when you're coming close to that, because of your training, you have excess of energy. Same way with every aspect of training, whether it's weightlifting or boxing, you train harder than what the actual meet or competition is going to be, so that whatever comes your way, you can endure and make it through the goal. So we must be stronger than our work. And so carrying that over, you know, if we're working in lifting, you know, your work makes you lift a lot, well then it behooves to exercise to lift more than what you're going to be lifting, so that you don't hurt yourself during the course of your work, your job. You have to be stronger than your work. In doing so, you're developing what we would call consistency. Consistency is a must in every aspect of our lives. Training, studying. You know, I remember, honey, when you were studying for that one test, it was how many hours was that test?
Five.
A five-hour test, but you trained for weeks. You just didn't train in five-hour segments. You trained for weeks, nonstop, for a five-hour test. It's So developing consistency. If you have your Bibles and open to 2 Peter chapter 1, I got so much out of this, what we're going to teach on. It was just really precious that the Lord just opened this up, and we're going to see some really wonderful things. Again, God wants to help us. Developing consistency is a must. 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm recording, so I can't use my phone Bible. And we're going to begin at verse 3. I tell you, I thank God for His Word. Okay, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that's called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, the promises, you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, the promises that we have been given, you know, the promise of the Father Jesus talked about was the Holy Spirit. You know, He said, wait in Jerusalem until you're endued with power. Wait for the promise. The Holy Spirit. The promises that we have in God's Word of eternal hope, eternal salvation, oneness with Him, so many things. So we have promises. Now, so he's making a point here that by the promises we can be partakers of divine nature. Adoption. We're adopted. We're promised. You know, as many as received Him gave He them the power to be the sons of God. So now Peter goes on. Now remember, this is the Apostle Peter, the one who denied Christ, but then was transformed when he was filled with the Spirit and stood boldly. And when he preached the first day there in Acts chapter 2, it was like 4,000 people were saved. 4,000. He was changed, a changed man. And so he understands, you know, he's been on the other side. And he understands what it takes to serve God, and to, because he's really lived it, you know, we see that. So he goes on in verse 5. Okay, and besides this, give all diligence. Okay, and if you look up that word diligence, you'll find that it's a more than just paying attention. It's running to it. It's doing it fast. It's jumping into it. Give all diligence. So that's an important thing to do, to add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. And we've gone over those in the past, you know, defining what they are, and that's not what I'm going to concentrate on. But this next verse is what I want to concentrate on. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So do you see what it's taking to have the full knowledge? All of these things here that we just itemized. Yeah. But what I want to share with you and focus on is abound. If these things be in you and abound. And listen to what that word abound means. It's the Strong's number G4121. Pleonazo. And listen closely. To do or make or be more. That is increase, superabundant, abound, abundant, make to increase, have more. So if these things, and so it's as if, let's say that you need 10 pounds of oil to make it through, you know, a winter or something, but you want to abound in it, so you got 20 pounds, more than enough, exceeding. So if these things abound, they're increased, you have more, it'll make that you will not be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. And there are some other scriptures that say the same, that use that same word. If you're taking notes, Philippians 4:17, 1 Thessalonians 3:12, and 2 Thessalonians 1:3. So I'd like, honey, if you could look up Philippians 4:17, we won't look at them all, but to hear the context of what they're talking about there. Philippians 4:17. Okay, yeah. Nice and loud.
Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. Keep going.
That word, increase, that's the same 41:21. So that the fruit would increase or abound. How can you tell when consistency has been developed?
When you show consistency.
Okay.
Diligence.
But how can you tell? Let's look at concerning the word. We know what the fruit of the Spirit is. We know what the Lord, in a sense, requires of us. How can you tell when the consistency has been developed? What's that? Okay. It becomes a habit. When you are the same, here's how you can tell, and many of us must self-evaluate. When you are the same, whether you're alone or at home, where no one is watching you, or not in the presence of fellow believers. So you're the same no matter where you are. Your thoughts are the same. Your habits are the same. Your actions are the same. That's consistency. That's the real deal. That's when it's real to you. So we must self-evaluate. You have a specific amount of energy. You have a battery. And the battery has a specific amount of energy.
We have three batteries.
Spiritual energy. Do you use, now listen closely, and I'm sure we've all been there, and we're growing. Do you use all of your energy
at the beginning
to
of the
keep
race?
At peace, to keep your peace? Does it take a lot of your energy? Do you use your energy to feel joy, to be happy in the Lord? Do you use your energy to go to church? Do you use your energy just to worship? Does it take a lot to worship? Do you use your energy to study the Word? Do you study or just read? Does it cost you a lot of energy to spend time with other Christians in fellowship?
So does it cost you energy?
Yes. Does it?
Does it drain you?
A what?
It's a bug on you.
Oh. Okay.
Is it the termite guy?
Is it still there, Amber?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is it hard for you to, and we've all been there, believe me, be kind to those who are not so kind, to give, or to worship, or to stay focused on the things of God? A lot of people, it takes all they have to talk to somebody that they don't like. You know, and it's going to happen. Does that use a lot of your energy? Does that put a drain on your battery? Well, if it does, you need more battery power. You know, we've noticed in our car that the tailgate, if it's open, some of the lights are on, and we learned this the hard way when we were at Don and Janelle's, and the little girls, they were camping. They were playing in the car, you know, and they were just having a good old time in the car. And I don't know, the tailgate was open maybe 20 minutes, a half hour or so, but it drained the battery. When we went to leave and start, click, 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 it drained the battery. And I thought, that shouldn't be draining that quick. So, something's wrong with the battery. You know, the battery doesn't have enough. It's a weak battery. So we have to self-evaluate. Are our batteries weak, or are our batteries ever increasing with more energy? I've always learned that about ministry. Ministry is an overflow of your relationship with God. It's an overflow. It's an access. So the big question is, how do we develop that consistency?
This is good.
So let's turn to 1 Peter again, chapter 1. Developing that consistency. And that's a good thing about God, is God isn't the God that tells us, well, you got to do this and this, and doesn't give us the tools and doesn't tell us what we need to do. He's faithful. Okay, let's go back to verse 4. 1 Peter 1, 4. How do we develop that consistency? Whereby are given unto us exceeding and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So, the first and foremost is we must understand. We must understand what we're called into. You know, Kinley, when you were called into a welding shop, you needed to understand what that was all about. We need to understand about the promises. Part of that is understanding who you are in Christ. Understanding what has been given to you as an adopted son. We talked about that the other night, about inheritance. Yeah. You know, and we have to see these things as being a reality. Not just a pie in the sky, but a reality that is for the right now. Wherefore are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Promises that exceed. Like Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. So he's come to give us something that exceeds, that's better than what you can have here on earth on your own. The second, 2 Peter 1:5. Let's look at verse 5. And going on. And besides this, giving all diligence. Now it's important that we do the things that we need to do. Okay? We understand we've been given precious promises. We understand, you know, I'm in Christ. Who am I? I'm a child of the Most High. All right? Now, give diligence and add to your faith. Okay? So, it's the faith is, you can circle the faith, and all of these things revolve around faith. The faith you have to apply to verse 4, are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises. We accept these things by faith. We accept God's word and what's written to us by faith. So that faith has to increase in order for us to develop consistency. So, how is our consistency going to be developed? By adding to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to temperance, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, so if you have access, if you are building these things in your life and they're just flowing out of you because of the access that you've developed, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So now let's go on. But he that lacks these things is blind. He that lacks these things, these what? He's just lacking adding all these things to your faith. Oh, I don't need to work on that. I don't need to work on that. Hey, everything's already been given to me. But here we've seen give all diligence. Some work on our behalf to develop the consistency. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Again, now, rather, brethren, again, give all diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. In verse 11, and if anybody has a different translation, let me know, because it says it in a couple different ways. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if you do these things, there's going to be a grand entrance waiting for you to come in. Because richly provided. A grand entrance richly provided for you. It's like pomp and circumstance when you're coming through. Look at this is my faithful servant. He followed the instructions, he developed the consistency, and he won the race. Paul talks about a crown of glory that's laid up for us if we win. Jesus said, many strive, but few enter in.
Yeah.
It takes something that takes diligence. It takes something that takes work on our behalf, making us stronger than our work. Making us stronger because we have an abundance. So basically looking at your battery, your soul, as being a battery, and you add all these things and it just adds charge to your battery. Because there are different things that will look to drain your battery.
Television.
Video games.
Distractions.
People.
Yeah. Facebook.
Yeah.
Addictions.
Grandkids playing in your trunk.
Grandkids. You know, I mean, that's this world, and that's what Jesus said in Mark 4. You know that the talks about the thorns grew up, and those are the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things. So we need to develop a consistency. Consistency in I'm believing God to supply my needs. And it doesn't matter if it's a physical need, a financial need. Some people can believe for finances, but when sickness comes, they fall apart. Right. Oh, we're going to die. I'm going to die, you know.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Some people can believe for healing, but when it comes to finances, oh, we're going to go bankrupt. I don't know what we're going to do. You know, so there's many aspects that will come against us physically, or how about this one? Oh, I don't know, this person doesn't like me and I don't know what to do, you know. Some people, those cares and those things, they trip them up. They drain them. But here, if you add these things to you, you're adding to your faith. So you look at your faith as a nucleus, and then everything is adding to it, making your faith bigger, making your faith stronger. The Bible says faith comes from hearing. Hearing comes from the Word of God. So, again,
faith comes from what?
The Word of God.
The Word. Hearing comes from the Word.
According as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Everything that you need has been given for us through the knowledge of Him who has called us into the glory and virtue. So those things are provided, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, the promises, you might be partakers of the divine nature, adopted as your sons and daughters of Christ. So that qualifies you to be a partaker of the divine nature of God. God is your Father, and God's going to share it with you. He's going to share it all with you.
Yeah.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So he said, okay, now, this is the goal. Okay, and this is what's been provided for you. Now, give all diligence to build upon that. So, Our salvation, you're born again, you're a new creature. That's just your starting point. You're a new man. We're giving a new beginning. We're giving a new lease on life. But see, it doesn't end there. Now let's build upon that. And he's given us precious promises and precious his precious word. In fact, I'll give you that scripture in Romans chapter 10, I believe it is, that says we're building our faith, that faith comes from hearing and hearing from the word of God. Romans 10, 17. So then, faith comes by hearing. Yeah, Romans 10, 17. Hearing by the word of God.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen.
Hearing by developing, being stronger than your work. Adding, abounding in the work of the Lord. What's your work? It's where God's called you right now at this point in time. Being stronger, so adding to yourself spirituality, walking with God, the joy of the Lord. Doesn't the Bible say the joy of the Lord is what?
Strength.
Your strength. It's a good way to charge your batteries. In fact, the Bible says that laughter does good like a medicine. So let's laugh a lot. You know, there's joy in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Father, we bless you. We thank you for your word, Lord, that you've given unto us to help us to be strong, to be stronger, and to grow in that strength. Take us farther, we ask, in the name of Jesus, through your precious word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen.